From the Puget Sound region in Seattle, Washington, we bring you Reset on the Sound. Welcome in. I am your host, Isabel Avion. I channel songs and frequencies of trees in their mycorrhizal communication system within Mother Earth. I have created a virtual spa for you, wherein you may sit back, get comfortable, and receive this week's songs and frequencies from the forests and fields of beloved Mother Earth. You know those times when you're out in a park or at the ocean or walking through the woods, maybe near a river, or simply on a trail through the trees, and something captures your attention very quickly without your really stopping to think about what is that vying for my attention, and you turn and you connect with whatever it is that has caught your attention, or you look a certain direction and you wonder, what made me turn my head? Perhaps you identify in that moment the tree or the flower or the bee or the butterfly or a grasshopper or a little crab. Have you recognized in these moments or moments there was something that pulled your attention and you weren't quite sure what it was? Or did you identify, ooh, it was that tree getting my attention, or the energy of that bee or that crab or that flower? What was it about that moment? What was it that caught your attention? Many, many, many of you listening know what it was that caught your attention. And some of you might still be figuring this part out. Wherever any of us are on this journey of discovery, how nature reaches out to us continually. Some of us have had the joy of interacting back once reached out in such a way from nature, and then exploring more deeply the tree or the flower or the bee or the crab or the energy that has called upon our attention, and we turn and we face it. And when we interact back, magic happens. Personally, my experience has been when I engage back with nature in these moments, not only do I have an unfolding of several little, sometimes hilarious little unfoldings, events that continue to happen as I stay there and interact with nature. A great example, I had a slug one day literally interacting with me. I did not know a slug could interact with my energy field. It was quite an amazing time that I had with a little slug. I never would have imagined I would have had so much fun with a slug, not touching the slug whatsoever, but the interaction that the slug kept happening, having with my energy throughout a 2-hour period of time, as I continued to pay attention to nature, interact with her, she kept sending this little slug back into where I was sitting with her and communing with her and meditating and speaking with her. And that's one of many instances. I've had birds fly into my home and leave beautiful gifts for me. I really lost count of how many times nature has sent, even hours after I've had, let's say, 10, 20 minutes of speaking with her and interacting with her, and then I walk back home throughout the day or days even, I will continue to receive more gifts from Mother Earth, more interactions coming back by way of birds, insects, oh, dragonflies, that's a usual one for me, lots of dragonflies. And like I said, this slug, one day, it was a couple of months ago, it was one of the funniest moments of my life because I could feel the energy of Mother Earth interacting with my own energy. And anyone who may be listening to this podcast for the first time or recently becoming acquainted with me through my podcast, I do not exaggerate when I talk about how Mother Earth wants to interact with us. And when we do choose to interact with her, she pours so much love and attention out to us. So please be willing, if you haven't tried this yet, go sit with a flower, go sit in your yard and talk to a flower, talk to one of your trees, or just sit on the grass and close your eyes and think about the beautiful earth that we live on, day in, day out. Think about the beautiful times you've enjoyed with Mother Earth and see what happens as you start remembering and feeling into this beautiful energy of memories. Pay attention to how Mother Earth begins to communicate with you and call for your interaction with her. If you care to come back and leave comments, share your experiences, I am so eager to hear them because I know that I am not alone in the joys that I find in interactions with Mother Earth, which segues into my sharing a little bit more about Tammy Spring. I introduced her beautiful artwork last week. Her photos will be a regular part of my cover art now for every episode of this podcast. I asked her if she would please speak a little on how she goes about capturing the beautiful images that she does out in nature. And her response is right in alignment with what I have just been talking about. So I'm going to share these words from beautiful Tammy Spring.
There is something for me about making pictures using photography as an art that is capturing a portal to the world outside ourselves that connects with the world inside ourselves. And while other photographers might be very technically oriented and precise in their way of doing things, I actually do all of my artwork through intuition, connecting with the places around me, that nature, trees, flowers, clouds, landscapes, finite details, little ice chips on a pond, those types of things. I get a sense of where I'm going and my intuition tells me, look over here, pay attention to this. And when we pay attention to things, much like in meditation, giving it our full energy and our focus, it reveals itself differently. And that's when I have time to stop. Other time things are just fleeting and I'll feel like, oh, I need to get a picture of this. And I can't quite see it. I just know I need to get it right then. And it's later when I go back and look and the image reveals itself. I have a few cloud shapes that are, you know, a Buddha playing the flute and angel bowing down to another cloud shape and a circle in it that people are like, whoa, that's an amazing portal. You know, where animals connect, where the light shifts and changes and reveals something. And to me, all of this is about that external, internal, emotional connection and allowing ourselves to experience the feelings and the magic of being in a place that connects with us beyond words. This is why I want to do it. I want to communicate these deep emotions and these feelings of excitement or joy or grief or hope, and especially love. It's all love. And the world is here for us to experience that. And if I can share that through the art that I make that complements the words that I write for my writing projects, that is absolute, awesome, perfect soul connection, universal truth, love, and magic. Thank you.
We just heard a song that the fairies and sprites came in with. They have been in my studio with me for a couple of hours, pretty much saying, pick me, pick me. They wanted to sing. They're acting like they're having a fairy party. I thought that was actually what today's episode was going to end up being. However, there are some other energies that are wanting to override the fairy party, and we are now going to hear some very lyrical music from one of my best tree friends. He likes me to call him Jacques, and he is so much fun. I love going to visit Jacques because he always has something wise and humorous to share with me. I got to spend time with him this morning, and he reminded me to keep smiling. Please do not take life as seriously as we humans do, because as we continue to connect with nature, the true nature, we forget about all the other stuff happening in the world, and it literally crumbles when our attention no longer holds it in place. So here is Jacques with a little humor and a little wisdom and a little melodrama he seems to love. I hope you will enjoy the music.
Thank you.
Thank you for your beautiful presence here today. Your willingness to take time for stillness and renewal assists Mother Earth as well as yourself, along with every other living being upon this beautiful planet that we share. Please find Tammy's beautiful art and intuitive work at www.tammywithanI.com. www.thebeautifulspring.com. And please join me at my YouTube community, YouTube/@IsabelAvion. I wish you a wonderful week to come. Blessings and love to you.